Listening test.
Part 1. Listen and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Climate scientists now believe that humans are mainly responsible for this. The burning of fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and natural gas, and the cutting down of large areas of forests have contributed to the emission of a large amount of harmful gases into the atmosphere in recent years. The thick layer of these gases traps more heat from the sun, which leads to the increase in the Earth's temperature. Global warming results in climate change and catastrophic weather patterns, such as heat waves, floods, droughts, and storms, which can affect human lives. Hundreds of millions of people may suffer from famine, water shortages, and extreme weather conditions if we do not reduce the rate of global warming. This could also result in a 20 to 30% loss of animal and plant species.
Listen again.
Climate scientists now believe that humans are mainly responsible for this. The burning of fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and natural gas, and the cutting down of large areas of forests have contributed to the emission of a large amount of harmful gases into the atmosphere in recent years. The thick layer of these gases traps more heat from the sun, which leads to the increase in the Earth's temperature. Global warming results in climate change and catastrophic weather patterns, such as heat waves, floods, droughts, and storms, which can affect human lives. Hundreds of millions of people may suffer from famine, water shortages, and extreme weather conditions if we do not reduce the rate of global warming. This could also result in a 20 to 30% loss of animal and plant species.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Part 2.
Part 2. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer A, B, C or D to each question.
Right now, in an icy den in the Arctic, a polar bear is giving birth to cubs, or is about to. But the very survival of this fearsome, majestic species concerns many humans. Polar bears live and hunt on sea ice, but the frozen Arctic Ocean is melting at an increasing rate, a result, scientists say, of global warming caused by greenhouse gases. Now the US government has designated nearly 500,000 square kilometers in Alaska as critical habitats for the polar bear. It covers an area roughly twice the size of the United Kingdom, and it means any proposed economic activity there must be weighed against its impact on the bear's habitat. It includes some of the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, exactly where the oil company Shell wants to drill. The designation itself doesn't ban oil exploration, but it adds extra hurdles that opponents say will harm the economy. Environmentalists welcome the move, saying now they can write a recovery plan for polar bears, not an obituary.
Listen again.
Right now, in an icy den in the Arctic, a polar bear is giving birth to cubs, or is about to. But the very survival of this fearsome, majestic species concerns many humans. Polar bears live and hunt on sea ice, but the frozen Arctic Ocean is melting at an increasing rate, a result, scientists say, of global warming caused by greenhouse gases. Now the US government has designated nearly 500,000 square kilometers in Alaska as critical habitats for the polar bear. It covers an area roughly twice the size of the United Kingdom, and it means any proposed economic activity there must be weighed against its impact on the bear's habitat. It includes some of the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, exactly where the oil company Shell wants to drill. The designation itself doesn't ban oil exploration, but it adds extra hurdles that opponents say will harm the economy. Environmentalists welcome the move, saying now they can write a recovery plan for polar bears, not an obituary.
That's the end of the test.